This morning on WCHL's UNC's emergency drill took a routine traffic accident one step further yesterday to test the response and readiness of local officials.
We tried to simulate how it would actually happen in real life as much as we could.
Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools scheduled to vote on its upcoming year's budget, but board members are still waiting for the proposal to review. Congressman David Price stops by the WCHL studios later today for an hour-long conversation while your nation's leaders are in recess. And District Attorney Jim Woodall fills us in just a little bit more on the death of a 71-year-old Durham priest, Kent Hinkson.
I'm not sure where Mr. Reed is from. I know he's moved around quite a bit the last few years.
These stories and more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. The death of the comic genius. And in WCHL championship sports, less than 3 weeks remain until kickoff for the 2014 UNC football campaign. And
the video of Tony Stewart hitting Kevin Ward is pretty incriminating.
That's this morning at Archansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
70 degrees this morning, 7:07 at WCHL. It is really wet out there after all the rain we had late yesterday and last night and overnight. A lot of light rain, but everything is moist. Cloudy all day, 50% chance of more rain this morning, and then a chance of showers, maybe even a thunderstorm later on in the day, or a high today in the middle 80s. Safety officials at UNC conducted an emergency drill on Monday morning on Manning Drive with the help of a hired firm that devised a traffic accident with an added hazard. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more on the story.
Today's scenario was specific to a chemical spill. It involved a traffic accident on Manning Drive with a bus and a small spill. Of course, at the outset of the incident, there was no way to determine the size of the spill or any of those things, so that had to be taken into account.
That's Chief Jeff McCracken, Director of UNC Public Safety. He's talking about a drill that UNC conducts around campus every so often to test the university's efficiency in dealing with emergencies. The day, location, and general time frame for the mock emergency was announced well in advance. People knew that a section of Manning Drive near Ridge Road would be closed between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Monday for the drill. But that's all. Nobody knew exactly what time it would occur or what type of emergency it would be. Those details were kept secret, as always, by planners from EnviroSafe, a risk and crisis management firm hired by UNC, as in the past. At a Monday afternoon news conference in the student union, McCracken said the mock accident was announced shortly after 9 a.m.
We tried to simulate how it would actually happen in real life as much as we could. And so we started it with a text message, which is part of our emergency communication process. So that text message went out around 9:15.
A teleconference convened at 9:30, and McCracken provided emergency responders with a description of the scene and the possible hazards. Groups were instructed to take their assigned posts at 10 a.m. The teams then worked on managing the fake crisis throughout the morning. McCracken said that an after-action report will be completed sometime in the near future with a summary of any issues that came up and suggestions for improvements. But for now, McCracken said he was pleased overall with how the drill was handled.
I would say that in almost every exercise like this, communication is an area that needs to be focused on.
You can find this story at chapelborough.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Members of Congress are on a five-week recess, and your representative, David Price of Chapel Hill, is taking some of his time to stop by the WCHL studios later today to talk about the top issues being debated in Washington. Congressman Price is a native of eastern Tennessee and made his way to Mars Hill College and then the University of North Carolina, where he was a Moorhead Scholar. He also studied at Yale University, where he received a Bachelor of Divinity degree, as well as a Ph.D. in political science. Congressman Price spent additional time in the classroom as a professor at Duke University in 1987, teaching political science and public policy. Now, Congressman Price serves North Carolina's 4th District and is on the House Appropriations Committee. He serves as the ranking Democrat in the Homeland Security Appropriations Subcommittee, which oversees funding for the Department of Homeland Security. Congressman Price recently announced that North Carolina will get an added $1.1 million in grant funding from the Department of Homeland Security compared to last year. That work was done through the Appropriations Appropriations Committee, he and Wisconsin Representative Tom Petrie, a Republican, announced a bipartisan NCAA financial transparency bill in the heat of heavy intercollegiate athletics discussions. Congressman Price will also weigh in on foreign affairs as the conflict between Israel and Hamas continues, as well as the United States' recent airstrikes on Iraq. Tune in to the WCHL Afternoon News with Aaron Keck today when Congressman Price will sit down with Aaron for the entire 4 o'clock hour to discuss timely topics of local, national, and international importance. Once again, that is Congressman David Price with Aaron Keck today during the entire 4 o'clock hour on WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools board members gather on Thursday night of this week to vote on the upcoming year's budget. But the proposal is yet to be posted to the meeting's agenda. The district's website projected posting the budget proposal late last week, but because of the delay by the North Carolina State Legislature on its budget decisions, the district pushed the release date to Monday. However, the proposal, which has 1 hour, the nearly 4 hour meeting set aside for it, is seemingly still being worked on as no outline has been posted. Many concerns swirled around the General Assembly's budget as teaching assistants were in danger of losing their jobs. Last year, in response to state budget cuts, the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System hired new teaching assistants on one-year contracts that the district paid for using reserve funds. School officials said the district ran out of the reserve funds to cover the shortfall, and they waited to see what, if anything, the state would do to help pay for teaching assistants. With the passage of the $21.1 billion state budget, teaching assistants should be safe. However, some teachers aren't happy with the final numbers, though some call the new budget historic for putting $282 million towards education. Some educators themselves have criticized the new teacher pay plan. That's because longevity pay, the bonus once awarded to teachers with more than 10 years of experience, is no longer guaranteed. Instead, the new plan caps teacher salaries at $50,000 for those with more than 25 years in the classroom and rolls longevity pay into the base salaries. This has some long-term teachers estimating their raises at closer to 2-4%, while starting teachers will get a 7% boost. Those with half a decade of experience could see as much as an 18% increase. Some parents and teachers are planning to stand with North Carolina Senator Kay Hagan to predict what public education would look like if House Speaker Tom Tillis replaced her in Washington. Hagan scheduled a news conference for today at Guilford County Democratic Party headquarters to talk about what her campaign calls Tillis's destructive education agenda. She and other Democrats have blamed Tillis for spending reductions in recent years that they say have harmed the classroom. Tillis is a Republican Senate nominee this November. He's promoted a new state budget that gives large pay raises to early career teachers, or roughly 7% on average for all teachers, as we just mentioned. The news conference comes with Congress on its August recess and Hagan running television ads promoting a middle-of-the-road governing style on Capitol Hill. The suspect in the slaying of a 71-year-old Anglican priest from Durham made his first court appearance in Hillsborough on Monday afternoon. The judge sent him back to Orange County Jail in Hillsborough without bail in less than a minute. The probable cause hearing for 36-year-old Matthew John Reed on a charge of first-degree murder was scheduled for August 25th. Reed, whose last known address is in Raleigh, led investigators to the body of missing priest Kent Hinkson in an area of Eno State Park in Orange County at about midnight on Sunday. Here is Orange and Chatham District Attorney Jim Woodall.
Well, I will just say that Mr. Reed did make contact with the authorities, and it was through that contact that the authorities were able to locate the body.
Hinkson, who lived in the Woodcroft area of southern Durham, was reported missing by his wife the previous Monday. He had reportedly gone out to run shopping and banking errands and never returned. His car was found a couple of days later at a Durham apartment complex about 5 miles away from his home. Very little is known about Reed, the suspect. His name was not found in a search of records of the North Carolina Department of Corrections. Once again, here is Woodall.
I'm not sure where Mr. Reed is from. I know he's moved around quite a bit the last few years. I think he may have given a Raleigh address, but I believe he's been spending a lot of time in Durham.
Woodall says it's still too early to talk about a possible motive for the crime. WCHL News Time, 7:15. It is time now for Traffic and Weather Together, and this traffic report is brought to you by the UNC football program.
Thank you very much, Ron. 15501 northbound and southbound. Still seeing some delays this morning between Estes Drive and Garrett Road. That's through the I-40 interchange. We're seeing some minor delays as well on NC-54 heading westbound right now between I-40 and Barbie Chapel Road. You might see some delays on Franklin Street as well as you head downtown. This is westbound, south and west on Franklin Street between Estes Drive and Columbia Street. So be on the lookout there as well. Otherwise, things moving smoothly. No accidents, no additional delays. But if you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely. And Ron, I couldn't do it nearly as well, but I gotta say, good morning, Vietnam.
Yeah, really. My favorite Robin Williams movie. Boy.
A good one it was.
Good morning, Vietnam.
I remember growing up to Aladdin, of course.
Yeah.
The genie.
Yeah, I don't think of that, but yeah, I think of Good Morning Vietnam, and yep. I think of all those
very good one.
Manic appearances on TV where, you know, he comes on stage, doesn't matter what the plan is for the conversation.
Right.
It ain't going to go that way.
All right, yeah.
Just let him roll.
Yeah, it was hilarious to me trying to watch TV show hosts trying to corral him.
Yeah.
And I think the best ones would just kind of sit there and let him go.
Yeah.
You know, they were the smartest because there was no bringing him in.
Yeah.
The more you tried to reel him in, the more he would go off.
And you come in, you basically say hello, and then he's off and running.
Gone. Yeah.
You know, and, you know, just an amazing, amazing mind. Mm-hmm. Improv to the nth degree.
Yeah. Yeah, and, okay.
And I got a feeling that, you know, in his movies, most of his movies, he was a really good dramatic actor
as
well.
Definitely.
But in most of his movies, I mean, most of his lines were just out of his head, you know?
Probably. Yeah.
Or at least he certainly enhanced or embellished what was there in the script. Yeah.
And I just found out last night, actually, that he was he had just signed on to do a second Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah.
Which is really sad to hear that we won't see that.
It really is.
And he's got a TV show that was supposed to start this fall, too.
Yeah. It's had 1 year, and I think...
It's had one year already?
It may have been canceled after 1 year.
Gotcha. I thought it was just supposed to start. So.
Wasn't a very good show, but I don't think it was his fault.
Sure. You know,
just from what I've seen, previews and everything, it looked kind of dumb. But at any rate, he was a genius, no question. And there's a definite Chapel Hill connection, too.
That's right.
We'll talk about that coming up right after the weather here.
All right.
Thank you, Rand.
Thank you.
This traffic report has been brought to you by Carolina Football. Countdown is 18 days. Countdown to Carolina football. Tar Heels kick off the season August 30th at 6 p.m. You can have a game day experience for less than half the normal price. Buy a Carolina football family pack, 4 tickets to the Liberty game, a $20 voucher for concessions, and $10 voucher for merchandise, all for $100. Go to chapelboro.com and click on the Carolina football family pack. WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather looks like this. It's 70 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. It's wet out there because of all the rain we've had last night and overnight. Cloudy, 50-50 chance of more showers this morning, then a chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon as well. Our high today in the middle 80s. Most of the rain we have had is just the really light, almost a mist out there, but really kind of rain that'll soak in, and it's actually good rain, but a lot of people getting tired of it. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 50-50 chance of more rain, and then our low about 68. Tomorrow, a sunny day, mostly sunny at least, with a high in the middle 80s. So it will get better.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
Good morning. It is 719 at WCHL. Walking through the UNC campus, you will see many buildings that appeared in the movie Patch Adams. Actor Robin Williams, who died at the age of 63 on Monday from apparent suicide by asphyxiation, played the role of the physician who was known for his loud clothing and use of laughter and joy as a part of the healing process. The movie is based on the book that Adams wrote with Maureen Mylander, Gesundheit, Good Health is a Laughing Matter. Gesundheit is also the name of Adams Medical Institute in Urbana, Illinois. Although critics downplayed the movie's success, Robin Williams seemed to fit the role perfectly with his boisterous comedic style. Adams himself was reportedly critical of the movie. He told film critic Roger Ebert, "I hate that film," according to a tweet by Ebert back in 2011. He reportedly didn't like the way he was portrayed as merely a funny doctor. In the film, UNC's Carroll Hall was transformed into a building from the fictional Virginia Medical University. Adams received his Doctor of Medicine degree at Virginia Commonwealth University, Medical College of Virginia, back in 1971. Many other buildings from the UNC campus can be seen throughout the film, including the iconic and controversial shot in which Adams, in the movie, welcomed a conference of gynecologists to campus using papier-mâché legs and stirrups on either side of the doors to the building. The website TriangleTravels.com says that construction was frowned upon by students attending a women's studies class across the green. I remember that controversy on the UNC campus and in the Chapel Hill community. The filming on the Carolina campus took place in June of 1998. Williams got his big break in the 1970s as the alien in the hit TV show Mork and Mindy. He won an Academy Award for his role as an empathetic therapist in the 1997 film Good Will Hunting. And tributes from inside and outside the entertainment industry are pouring in as word of actor and comedian Robin Williams' death spreads. Chevy Chase says Williams was a tremendous talent in the most important art of any time, comedy. Ben Stiller, who co-starred with Robin Williams in Night at the Museum, says his kindness and generosity is what I think of. Well, my favorite movie role for Robin Williams, for some obvious reasons, some not, Good Morning Vietnam, which he was a disc jockey who played rock and roll music for the troops in Vietnam. And another famous saying made famous by Robin Williams in his TV show, Mork and Mindy, Nanu Nanu. Robin Williams dead at the age of 63, and it's still a shock. It's 7:22. Time for WCHL Championship Sports. The number 23 North Carolina football team held its first fall preseason scrimmage last weekend in preparation for the 2014 kickoff in only 18 days. And in a somewhat surprising twist, it was the Tar Heel defense that made the most noise. WCHL's Matt Oakes reports.
Coach Fedora's scrimmage evaluations are out, and so far at least, the defense has the early edge over the offense.
It was sloppy in some areas. We had too many balls on the ground offensively, but you know, then again on the other side of the ball, the defense created some turnovers, so which was a really good thing.
A disruptive defense is a positive sign for the UNC defensive unit that displayed steady improvement a year ago. The ability to create havoc in the opposing backfield and produce turnovers bodes well for Carolina's chances moving forward in 2014. In Saturday's scrimmage, defensive tackle Ethan Farmer ran rampant in the backfield and stirred up fumbles, while safety Tim Scott snagged a pick six. But the offensive-minded Coach Fedora says objective one for his team is to take better care of the football.
There was a common theme as far as there were too many balls on the ground. Yeah, that was the common theme.
Overall, though, Coach Fedora says the maiden scrimmage was a positive experience, especially for the underclassmen just getting their feet wet in big-time college football.
Overall, you know, it was really, you know, your typical first one. Everybody's effort was really good. We got a bunch of reps with some young kids that were, you know, swimming mentally, and so it was good for them to get out there and see themselves doing it.
On Saturday, the biggest question mark for Coach Fedora's Tar Heels, the offensive line, validated a disappointing assumption the Carolina skipper had made earlier in the spring.
The thing that I found out is we don't have enough depth, you know, which I knew beforehand, but the good thing is that we're getting a lot of learned reps. I mean, that means a guy gets out there and something else happens that he hadn't seen in practice, and then he realized, oh, that's one more experience that he gets before we get to game time. So, again, all these kids that haven't been out there in a game, we're trying to get them as many reps as possible.
There is a bright spot up front on the offense, however. Coach Fedora says sophomore center Lucas Crowley is developing nicely in the preseason, growing steadily in confidence as he gets set to fill the big shoes left by Russell Bodine, who is now a member of the NFL's Cincinnati Bengals.
You know, just the comfort level you're the quarterback of that offensive line. You have to be able to make every single call. You got to be able to, understand the tempo, what we're trying to do things. Then on top of it, you got to get the ball back to the quarterback in the perfect position. So it's just a comfort level of doing it over and over, I think, that he's finally gotten to, so now he can start excelling as a player.
The focus and intensity level is at a fever pitch on Navy Field, and a lot of that oozes from Coach Fedora, but he says he can sense a far greater belief out of this year's squad thanks to the close bonds these Tar Heels have formed.
They don't say, you know, Coach said it's time to make a run or it's time, you know, it's time. I mean, they are, you know, enthusiastic, excited about the season. You know, I mean, they know how much work that they've put into this year, and they know that they're a closer team than we've been in the past, that there's better team chemistry, you know, all those things. Doesn't mean we don't have problems, but I mean, we, you know, there's just a different feel amongst them, and so they're excited about what the potential is.
That potential will look to be realized soon enough when the Tar Heels rush out of the Keenan Stadium tunnel August 30th to take on the Liberty Flames under the lights. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
And the countdown to Carolina football continues today. It is 18 days away from the season opener, Saturday, August 30th, against Liberty in Keenan Stadium. 726 at WCHL, I'm Rod Stutz.
Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The video of Tony Stewart hitting Kevin Ward is pretty incriminating. This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. So far, no charges have been filed against NASCAR veteran Tony Stewart, who ran over 20-year-old Kevin Ward Jr. during a Sprint Cup race on a dirt track in upstate New York Saturday night. The YouTube video warns that discretion is advised, and it clearly shows the gruesome accident after Stewart's car ran Ward into the railing and the young driver climbed out of his wrecked vehicle and reacted with anger. This is a case that will go on for months, if not in criminal court, then certainly in civil court, where Ward's family is bound to file a massive lawsuit against one of the bad boys of NASCAR racing. Stewart is from the Dale Earnhardt mold as a tough guy and an intimidator on the track, and the video at least looks like Stewart did not make much of an attempt to avoid Ward, who was pointing at Stewart's approaching car. Now, dirt tracks are different than hard surfaces with far less traction, and Ward was foolish to run out onto the dimly lit track with cars whizzing by at more than 70 miles an hour. That's like taking your chances running onto the LA freeway to pick something up that fell out of your car. But while Ward was waving at Stewart as he came around the far turn, the video shows Ward dodging one or two cars and jumping out of the way of another. In fact, he was moving to his left when Stewart hit him and dragged him 20 feet before the body broke free from the car. Seconds later, ambulances reached Ward, who died from massive trauma. There will be so many issues in this case, from negligence on both drivers, to NASCAR's reputation, to sponsors bailing, to a clear definition of whether Stewart rammed Ward intentionally and then even saw him in his black racing suit. In a split second, Stewart could have been trying to make the right decision, and it turned out deadly wrong for the young driver. Form your own opinion by going to YouTube and pulling up the video. But before you see the warning in big red letters, let me tell you firsthand, discretion is advised. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee, but we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser's sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste rate guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
Put on your walking shoes and join the Orange County Department on Aging and the Carolina Association of Pharmacy Students for the 10th annual Aging in Stride 5K Run Walk on Saturday, November 1st. Proceeds from the Aging in Stride 5K benefit the Orange County Aging in Place Fund, which supports services and supplies for frail seniors who have exhausted all other resources. To register or make a donation, please call 919-245-4274 or register online at agingandstride.weebly.com.
Tradition never graduates.
Tar Heels bring the house and down he goes.
All out.
Loses the handoff and Carolina picks up the fumble.
Every game. All season long.
What way? Can't be. Tar Heels score today.
Catch all of the action right here on the Tar Heels Sports Network.
Are you getting excited yet about Carolina football? Tar Heels open up the season on August 30th against Liberty, and you can hear it all right here on WCHL.
7:30 WCHL. It is 71 degrees in Chapel Hill. Cloudy this morning and cloudy all day. A 50-50 chance of showers this morning, and then a chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon as well. Our high today about 85. Tonight, mostly cloudy, still 50-50 chance of more rain with a low around 68. And then tomorrow, a really nice day. Mostly sunshine with a high in the middle 80s. Same goes for Thursday. So it will definitely get better.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM WCHL. And you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Heather Bosch. The world remembers Robin Williams, the 63-year-old actor and comedian found dead of an apparent suicide. A fan notes,
depression seems to be like a silent killer, and it's a shame. He's a really good guy, always made us laugh, but he was so sad inside.
Williams' breakout role was as an alien in the TV show Mork and Mindy, comedian Gilbert Gottfried.
To me, Robin Williams was more than just a comedian. He was a comedy force of nature.
A sample of his range from the movie Mrs. Doubtfire.
What do you mean you do voices?
Well, I do voices.
Yeah!
We've come to this planet looking for intelligent life. Oops, we made a mistake.
We're happy to be in America. Don't ask for a green card.
I want you in the worst way.
One of Williams' more serious roles in Good Will Hunting won him the Oscar. CBS News Special Report, I'm Heather Bosch.
This hour of the morning news with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning. It is 71 degrees, 732 at WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz. Perhaps the passing of Robin Williams will have one positive effect. It's certainly throwing more attention on depression. A lot of people suffer from depression. Robin Williams, we understand, suffered from severe depression. And maybe we'll have more attention focused on it, and maybe we'll be able to do better things to treat it in a more efficient way. So many people that you know probably suffering from depression right now. Safety officials at UNC conducted an emergency drill on Monday morning on Manning Drive with the help of a hired firm that devised a traffic accident with an added hazard. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
Today's scenario was specific to a chemical spill. It involved a traffic accident on Manning Drive with a bus and a small spill. Of course, at the outset of the incident, there was no way to determine the size of the spill or any of those things, so that had to be taken into account.
That's Chief Jeff McCracken, Director of UNC Public Safety. He's talking about a drill that UNC conducts around campus every so often to test the university's efficiency in dealing with emergencies. The day, location, and general time frame for the mock emergency was announced well in advance. People knew that a section of Manning Drive near Ridge Road would be closed between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Monday for the drill. But that's all. Nobody knew exactly what time it would occur or what type of emergency it would be. Those details were kept secret, as always, by planners from EnviroSafe, a risk and crisis management firm hired by UNC, as in the past. At a Monday afternoon news conference in the student union, McCracken said the mock accident was announced shortly after 9 a.m.
We tried to simulate how it would actually happen in real life as much as we could. And so we started it with a text message, which is part of our emergency communication process. So that text message went out around 9:15.
A teleconference convened at 9:30, and McCracken provided emergency responders with a description of the scene and the possible hazards. Groups were instructed to take their assigned posts at 10 a.m. The teams then worked on managing the fake crisis throughout the morning. McCracken said that an after-action report will be completed sometime in the near future with a summary of any issues that came up and suggestions for improvements. But for now, McCracken said he was pleased overall with how the drill was handled.
I would say that in almost every exercise like this, communication is an area that needs to be focused on.
You can find this story at chapelborough.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Members of Congress are on a five-week recess, and your representative David Price of Chapel Hill is taking some of his time to stop by the WCHL studios later on in the day to talk about the top issues being debated in Washington. Congressman Price will also weigh in on foreign affairs. The conflict between Israel and Hamas continues, as well as the United States' recent airstrikes on Iraq. Tune in to the WCHL Afternoon News with Aaron Keck today. Congressman Price will come in and sit down in the studio with Aaron for the entire 4 o'clock hour to discuss timely topics of local, national, and international importance. A suspect in the slaying of a 71-year-old Anglican priest from Durham made his first court appearance in Hillsborough on Monday afternoon. The judge sent him right back to Orange County Jail without benefit of bail in less than a minute. The probable cause hearing for 36-year-old Matthew John Reed on a charge of first-degree murder was scheduled for August 25th. Reed, whose last known address is in Raleigh, led investigators to the body of missing priest Kent Hinkson in an area of Eno State Park in Orange County at about midnight on Sunday. Here is Orange and Chatham District Attorney Jim Woodall.
Well, I will just say that Mr. Reed did make contact with the authorities, and it was through that contact that the authorities were able to locate the body.
Hinkson lived in the Woodcroft area of southern Durham. He was reported missing by his wife. Last Monday, he had reportedly gone out to run shopping and banking errands and never returned. His car was found 2 days later at a Durham apartment complex about 5 miles away from his home. Very little is known about the suspect, Reed. His name was not found in a search of records of the North Carolina Department of Corrections. Once again, here is Woodall.
I'm not sure where Mr. Reed is from. I know he's moved around quite a bit the last few years. I think he may have given a Raleigh address, but I believe he's been spending a lot of time in Durham.
Hinkson, much loved by his church community, of course, and also by a lot of friends in the area. Hinkson, once again, was 71 years old. Woodall says it's too early to talk about a possible motive for the crime. Governor Pat McCrory has signed the last bill left behind by the North Carolina General Assembly when it completed most of its work for the year this month. McCrory's office said the governor signed on Monday a 58-page measure that contains dozens of largely minor or technical changes to state law on topics ranging from alcoholic beverages and barber school inspections to a pilot program on raising the dropout age. The decision means McCrory signed all 17 bills that lawmakers left on his desk, including the $21 billion spending plan for this year. A veto could force the entire House and Senate to return to Raleigh to consider an override. The legislature hasn't performed regular work since August 2nd, as lawmakers are in a holding pattern without an agreed-to adjournment resolution. Lawyers helping sue over North Carolina's dramatic voting law changes last year say they will keep working to overturn them through courts and at the ballot box. An attorney with the state NAACP said Monday the civil rights group and others won't back down after a federal judge last Friday refused to prevent the implementation of the 2013 law in the November election. Lawyer Irv Joyner says there's an effort to register voters and help residents avoid obstacles to voting. The Republican-backed law eliminated same-day registration during early voting, reduced the early voting period, and sets the stage for a voter ID requirement in 2016. The plaintiffs haven't yet decided whether to appeal to the judge's ruling, which also refused federal observers for the November election. The federal government also challenged the law. And in news around town this morning, a quick note, head down to Pittsburgh in October and support the Chatham Community Library at the Friends of the Library's Fall Book Sale. More than 15,000 books, DVDs, CDs, and VHS tapes will be available. The sale runs from Thursday, October 9th through Saturday, October 11th. It's open from 9 to 7 on Thursday and Friday and 9 to 2 on Saturday. The sale will take place at the library on the campus of Central Carolina Community College. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the man who has the largest collection of VHS tapes that I know, Rand Northam.
Yeah, that's not untrue.
People still watch VHS?
No, actually, I've got a bunch of Randy's old VHS, like the kids' movies, but the home movies as well from her and her family.
Yeah.
I'm actually transferring them onto DVD. It's funny you say that.
I've got some. I've got some I'd like to transfer to DVD as well.
As soon as I'm done with Randy's, I'll let you know
of my kids when they were young. So
yeah,
that'd be fun.
I'll give you the family discount, Ron.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that.
That's where you charge twice as much if you didn't know.
Yeah, I know. I figured. 7:39 at WCHL, and all of us still stunned by the apparent suicide of Robin Williams yesterday. That's just, man, that was, you know, you think of, I think of Robin Williams as being just crazy and manic and
sure.
just, I mean that in a good way. I mean,
right.
comedic.
Yep.
Just running all over the place and
boisterous. And, I like to think of him as boisterous.
Boisterous, jolly.
Yep.
But he was also a fine actor.
Oh, yeah.
Really
outstanding.
Good.
Outstanding. Yeah. I can't imagine what it was like to work with him.
Yeah, I bet it was a blast.
Yeah, definitely. And people say, I mean, we've got Chevy Chase and Ben Stiller coming from the Associated Press saying that he was generous. And Chevy Chase talks about how it was important of, you know, what kind of medium he was working in and how he was so good to that. But it sounds like many people just loved him.
Yeah.
You know. And again, yeah, it hit me so hard last night when I heard it first coming out. And I feel so bad for his family and for him, too. It just, you know, he was such a talent. And so many young talents are lost. You know, we think of, I'm trying to think of Farley, Chris Farley.
Oh, yeah.
Another one that was, you know, some people were initially kind of talking about him yesterday and how he couldn't get past the drug abuse and things like that.
John Belushi, same thing.
John Belushi, yeah. And I just posted this story that we wrote about Robin Williams and how he was on UNC's campus for the filming of Patch Adams. And the photo I chose to use was with him and Philip Seymour Hoffman because, of course, we lost Philip Seymour Hoffman this year as well, which was just terrible and sad. And they were both in Patch Adams together.
I also think of all those rock and roll stars we lost at a very early age, at the age of 27, so many of them.
Sure.
People like Jim Morrison, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin,
right.
all 27 years old. Yeah. I could go on and on, but, you know, it's creative
years,
genius.
Yeah,
you know?
63 years old is just, it's too young.
Yeah, it really is.
And I think of it, my dad is no longer with us, but he would have been a year older than my dad was. It's just crazy to think.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, I'm past that. Sometimes I feel like I'm a survivor, you know?
Right, sure.
Serious.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
It's 7:42 at WCHL. Got a lot of stuff going on this morning. What's happening at chapelbro.com?
Well, Pete DeRuda talks about when inflation tides rise, and this is part two of that series. And can you imagine 40% of your life savings being wiped out? He talks about the story of one family who saw that happen to them. There was also a fish fry at Orange United that is just off MLK, right around Homestead Road. And Susan Murray was out at that and took some great photos of that. Now, we've also, I mentioned yesterday, the photos from the Museum of Life and Science. We had some photos up from that gallery yesterday, Watermelon Day. Well, we started something yesterday on Facebook, on the Chapelboro side of Facebook, and that was a Caption This contest.
Really?
And it was a picture of a lemur holding a watermelon, just an outstanding photo. And that's, of course, still there for you to caption. We'd love to hear what you have to say as far as a caption for that photo. So visit our...
check it out.
Definitely. Visit our... you'll get a kick out of the first one that was the first comment that was made or the first caption that was made, but that's on Chapelboro's Facebook page. And Ron, I'll give you a hint.
Yeah,
that caption was on a T-shirt of WCHL before.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So
okay,
pretty cool stuff. Yeah. Lots of other great stuff on our website, chapelboro.com. Of course, all of our news and sports stories, as well as a great calendar page. Lots of great events going on in and around Chapelboro, and we hope that you'll check it out. It's chapelboro.com with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
Wiley Post, as you probably know, is not happy with the North Carolina General Assembly, and he says, what has been done to us now? And by your politicians in Raleigh. That is on the way next in today's commentary.
Hi, I'm Don Bassnight with Weaver Street Realty. If you've been renting for a while but want a place to call your own, give us a call. With interest rates still low, it really is a great time to buy. We'll connect you with good lenders so you understand your choices. Whether you want the bus line, a bike path, or a bush hog trail, our seasoned brokers can help you make a sound decision. Weaver Street Realty in downtown Carrboro for over 30 years, locally owned since day one.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt.
And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road and the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
Hello, this is Eric Montross, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz. Time to wake up, Ron.
Well, that's a guy I'll always look up to. Seriously. 7:45 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Wiley Post. As most of my fellow North Carolinians over the weekend, I received my property tax notice in the mail. Being more curious, I gently opened the envelope to discover that my taxes had increased again for the second straight year. I asked my wife what improvements she had made to our home that would justify that much of an increase. Because I know I didn't increase its size, I haven't installed larger decks, or hung big bling on my front door. Then I remembered the massive tax cuts Art Pope pushed through last year with the help of his bought-and-paid-for General Assembly and Governor that sharply reduced revenues, creating a false budget crisis to justify raising revenues using the oldest GOP trick, added fees to everyday expenses. Yes, I might receive more from my employer through my paycheck each month, but when I remove the taxes I am now required to pay on my property, taxes on movie tickets, taxes on state fair tickets, taxes on county fair tickets, even taxes on my haircuts. Now he's asking me to cover more of the government expenditure through higher property taxes. Where is the smaller government through lower taxes Ronald Reagan promised over 30 years ago when he wanted to starve the beast? All I've seen over the past 30 years is the top getting all the benefits from a government that has been bought and paid for by the ones that push laws through benefiting themselves. A year ago, Republicans rejected the expansion of Medicare under the new federal health care law, a move that blocked hundreds of thousands of lower-income residents from receiving health care. This would have also created jobs from installing IT systems to advisors. Last year, lawmakers eliminated career status for public school teachers. Last year, the state budget cut $120 million earmarked for teacher assistance. So my question is, still, after all these cuts, why do I still pay a higher property tax? Between now and November, I plan to remind voters about what Republicans did the first year of the session. A particular focus will be on the income and corporate tax cuts, which I have always said they're unfair and favored the wealthy and left our state with $5 billion less in revenue. I will keep reminding them of the added fees generated by this General Assembly imposed to cover the cuts we didn't ask for. And this is why we post.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
We asked several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living there. One of these is Nancy Kobe, Cedars member since 2013. Here's what Nancy had to say.
The great thing is, right across the street from us is the Meadowmont Village, and I have the grocery store and the pharmacy, the wellness center. There's the coffee shop, the pizza place, the dry cleaners, the exercise studio. So this was very enticing to us, seeing as it was all within walking distance. We've lived in Chapel Hill for 45 years. Our children and our grandchildren live in the area, so we knew we wanted to stay in Chapel Hill. There are several playgrounds and parks, so when the grandkids come, we can walk over there, and everybody's so happy right here in the neighborhood. And the last last 7 years, we've lived right here in the Meadowmont community. So it was natural that we would move to the Cedars Retirement Community.
Thanks, Nancy. To learn more about the Cedars lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
Time for traffic and weather together on WCHL Traffic, brought to you this morning by Dickie's Barbecue Pit.
Thank you very much, Ron. We're seeing the usual morning delays this morning, 15501 northbound and southbound, seeing some minor to moderate delays and patchy delays. That's all the way from Columbia up to Garrett Road through the I-40 interchange. You'll also see it through the interchanges of Ephesus Church Road and NC-54. Again, that's 15501 northbound and southbound. NC-54 eastbound and westbound, seeing some of the similar delays as well between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right, Rand, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Dickie's Barbecue Pit is in Durham, right next to New Hope Commons. Eat in, call ahead for takeout, order in advance, or you can arrange for catering at dickies.com. WCHL's Chapel Hill Harbor weather brought to you by the Carolina Inn. It is 71 degrees, cloudy, 50-50 chance of showers this morning, a chance of showers and or thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today about 85, so kind of a muggy day, actually. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 50-50 chance of rain and the low around 68. And tomorrow, nice weather, mostly sunny with a high in the middle 80s. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is where you can savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. 751 at WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Wayne Pond.
Hey, Big Ron Boy, I got a peach for you this morning.
I hope so. I'm ready.
Well, actually, it's maybe peach isn't the best best way to describe it. We're moving on to a very complicated theological landscape here.
Uh-oh.
You ready for this, my man?
I hope so.
We'll pray for you. The word of the day is transubstantiate. Transubstantiate. I figured I've just been pussyfooting around too much, giving you too many cream puffs lately, so we'll try a toughie here. T is a Tom, T-R-A-N-S-U-B, followed by stantiate, S-T-A-N-T-I-A-T-E, T-R-A-N-S-U-B, don't forget the sub, S-T-A-N-T-I-A-T-E, transubstantiate. Ron, if there was ever a word that doesn't deserve 90 seconds on the radio on a morning show, this is probably it.
Well, it probably means you substantiate something while you're on the move. That would be my guess.
Try that with the theologians and see how far you get.
Not very.
This is all about the conversion of the substance of the Eucharist. We're talking about religious ceremony now, into the body and blood of Christ. It is a very complicated subject, but again, that doesn't stop us. We're going to throw it out there and use it as a word of the day, see if you get a winner at during the 8 o'clock hour. Transubstantiate.
All right.
It has also a literary dimension. Mm-hmm. I just quail at the thought of trying that out on the radio, so...
That's all right. I probably wouldn't understand it anyway.
Well, that makes two of us. So, well, welcome to the club, pal. All right, there is the toughie of the day, the word of the day. I hope you get a winner during the 8 o'clock hour.
All right.
Ron, my boy, you be good. I will talk to you in the morning.
You have yourself a fine day, Wayne.
Adios.
Coming up on 753 at WCHL, that is Wayne Pond's Word of the Day, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Next hour, you have an opportunity to call in and tell me the Word of the Day, spell it, define it. And if you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. 753. 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL is Ross Stutz, and you never know who's going to walk through that door. Brian Popp is here. The logical choice for all your landscape needs. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How's it going, Ron?
All right, man. Brian Popp, Landscape Logic, always taking care of business. And I know you have a different kind of business you want to take care of today. What kind of joke you got?
Have you ever heard the one about, okay, here it is. The clean joke of the day, folks.
All right.
Guy goes to the doctor, and he finds out he needs a brain transplant.
Oh.
So he asks the doctor. He says, how much is it going to cost me to get a brain transplant? And the doctor says, well, we've got different options. What kind of brain would you like? He says, well, what have you got? He says, well, I've got a doctor's brain, which is $100,000. Got a lawyer's brain, which is another $100,000, or a radio host brain, which is $500,000. Well, or you could get what you've got now, a landscaper's brain. I said, well, how much is a landscaper's brain? He says, well, it's $1 million an ounce. I said, oh, that's good. Why is it so much? He says, You know how many landscapers it takes to get an ounce of brains?
Something's wrong with your logic in there, too. You talk about a radio show host. My goodness. I'm surprised you didn't tell a joke about the Tar Heels. You're such a big Tar Heel fan.
Hey, the Tar Heels are no joke, you know. And looking forward to this upcoming football season. We'll see all you guys there in the Blue Zone. Ready to cheer them on. Looking forward to a big season.
Got just a few days away. We'll be ready. We're taking on Liberty season opener August 30th.
Go Heels.
And Brian Popp's going to be there.
Absolutely.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Paul Reynolds is today's WCHL hometown hero.
Here's Greg Gerdeau of Chapel Hill to tell you Paul Reynolds' story.
Paul Reynolds is a dear friend and a great public servant here in Chapel Hill that I don't know if a lot of people know his entire story. You would know him if you visit the Walmart store in Durham. He's quite often the door greeter. He's confined to a wheelchair and is a very friendly young guy. Paul was not always in a wheelchair. In December of 1993, he graduated from UNC at the top of his class, Phi Beta Kappa, and had lined up a permanent career opportunity in Tokyo, Japan to go teach French to Japanese people. And unfortunately, on April 1st of 1994, he and a fraternity brother were driving back from a party without having had enough sleep, obviously too much alcohol, and got into a terrible automobile accident. Paul's fraternity brother was killed, and Paul was permanently disabled in the accident. He was saved by Dr. Mike Smith, a UNC doctor, who happened to see the accident and was able to give him tremendous first aid and saved his life.
He had to get back into life, and he wanted to help other people. He wanted to inspire kids and deliver the message about drinking and driving.
Well, after 4 years of physical therapy to try to get back into shape to rejoin society, he invented a program called Think First, a presentation that he gives to Boy Scout troops, high schools, and middle schools about the dangers of alcohol and driving. He does a beautiful job of it because the kids really like him. He's very engaging. He will come for free, give this presentation whenever he's not working. He's done it for my Boy Scout troop, Troop 9. Every time he does it, the kids get a tremendous amount of information from him.
To Paul Reynolds, it's important to deliver the message. And when Paul Reynolds speaks, people listen.
I will tell you that Paul Reynolds can deliver that point better than anybody, and he does it gladly because of his circumstances. But the kids really do engage beautifully with him, and we always look forward to having him back.
Paul Reynolds was our WCHL hometown hero in July of 2010. He's continued to serve the community. On another note, Paul has lived the 86 North apartment complex for 17 years. From there, he's able to maintain his independence and participate in our community, even though he's still confined to a wheelchair. Right now, Paul's concerned about having to move because his landlord is no longer going to accept Section 8 tenants. Hopefully, someone will help Paul as he has helped so many others. Paul Reynolds, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Hello, this is Tony Hall, real estate broker at Tony Hall & Associates. Summer is usually a slower season for selling homes. However, home sales are stronger this summer. One of my listings just sold in 24 hours. If you're thinking about selling or purchasing real estate, it's a good time to do so. Please contact us today, 919-933-8500 or TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
In his third year of running the sidelines, Coach Fedora has his Tar Heels ready for battle in the ACC.
Switzer's free at the 35. He's at midfield. Switzer with the Jets, and he's done it again.
Catch every snap of Carolina football right here on the Tar Heels Sports Network.
Are you getting excited yet about Carolina football? Tar Heels open up the season on August 30th against Liberty, and you can hear it all right here on WCHL. And the countdown to Carolina football continues. It is 18 days away. Time now for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point. It's going to be cloudy all day. 50% chance of showers this morning. It's 71 degrees right now in Chapel Hill. 70 this morning in Carborough. Also 71 this morning in Hillsborough. A chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high today about 85. Tonight mostly cloudy with a 50-50 chance for showers. Maybe even a thunderstorm in the evening. And our low tonight in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, completely different. Mostly sunshine with a high in the middle 80s. Tomorrow night clear with a low in the low 60s. And then on Thursday, sunny with a high in the middle 80s again. Crom Honda of South Point is a home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service and Crom Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. It's 8 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Robin Williams. Stunning death of a dynamic actor and comic.
I think he's one of the great stand-up comedians who ever lived.
Tense times in a St. Louis suburb.
The highway patrol dispersed immediately.
75 years after Oz.
You have to see the wizard, the wonderful wizard of Oz.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. His stand-up routines were often manic.
The male of the species, as men, we spend 9 months trying to get out of the womb. The rest of our life, trying to get right back in.
His movie performances, sometimes magic.
Mrs. Hillard, I presume? Euphigenia Doubtfire.
Robin Williams, who dressed in drag to delight in Mrs. Doubtfire, was also just the right therapy in Good Will Hunting.
You don't know about real loss, because that only occurs when you love something more than you love yourself.
His death and apparent suicide at 63 at his California home has shocked Hollywood and fans across the country.
That range and his energy was just electric.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the delightful, the entertaining Robin Williams.
Robin Williams was a comic genius and much, much more. His first big breakthrough was portraying the manic space alien Mork on the TV sitcom Mork and Mindy.
No.
That was just the start. Next came the big screen. An early hit was Good Morning Vietnam.
Time to rocket from the Delta to the DMZ.
He was the voice of the genie in the Disney animated film Aladdin.
10,000 years will give you such a crick in the neck.
Then there were the acclaimed dramatic roles, including Good Will Hunting, which earned Williams an Academy Award.
You don't have the faintest idea what you're talking about. Why, thank you.
First and foremost, though, Robin Williams was a comedian. Bob Zmuda knew Williams from the beginning.
Already while he was alive, I mean, he was a living legend, you know, as probably the fastest comedy mind.
While everyone was laughing, Williams was battling his demons, drugs,